This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm looking up Fiesta Ore. I really love your coffee mugs. And I get reminded of it every day now that you're at your apartment. The Fiesta Ore is a... I mean, it's not outrageously expensive, but that is...
No, it's actually cheap. It's not that...
It has a four-piece setting, a bowl, a plate, a cup, and a like a salad plate. It's $40
for just one of each. Well, you can find that on sale.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, quick look on Amazon here. But I just love it. The colors are so beautiful. I love that you have it all mixed and matched in your cabinet. I think that's... I love that, too. Like, you do have a very white kitchen, and I think that that's... Those little pops of color. That's beautiful. I got to be looking, though. But how can I ask you a couple questions about it? Like, does it chip really easy?
Nope.
Oh, that's great. And is it nice and thick, like big, thick, heavy
thick,
plates
heavy,
and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's nice. That's good.
Yeah. Mm. No, it's great. It's fun. Mm. And it makes the dinner table look good, too.
Yeah, I bet. It's great. Just all different colors and... Really like
it's
it.
Really not high end though. I don't want anyone to be mistaken and think I've got some fine china. It's called Fiesta Ware. You can buy it at JCPenney.
Oh, JCPenney.
Yeah.
Oh, you can look there. Yeah, that's a
no offense, JCPenney, but I just mean, you know, it's
sure,
not...
you got a bargain on JCPenney.
Right.
Yeah, that's a I need my stuff is so I got a couple sets at IKEA a couple years ago. And man, they're just like every one you take out, like every single thing is chipped and scratched and broken. And
no, this is pretty good stuff. Although, you know, this has led to conversations with your friend Scott, who also collects it, and is like, oh, do you have? And then my mom, who got me started with it, oh, did you know that they've discontinued the color you have, which means it's more valuable? I'm like, to whom? I don't know. I don't know who you're talking. Who's why?
Is someone going to come and steal my red Fiesta Ware? This seems.
I don't. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway.
I really like it. Anywho.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's really pretty. I want to be more like you.
Oh, sure you do.
I do.
You should get a puppy. You'll be really like, and have another baby.
How's that?
I already had my babies. I'm done having those. I don't even think I can anymore. I don't think that.
Oh, I bet you could.
I don't think so.
You haven't tried, so you don't
you
know.
You defy all odds when it comes to health stuff. Believe me.
Yeah, those are some odds I don't want to even try to defy. I don't want any more kids. I want grandkids someday. I'm watching my girlfriend has a grandchild, and it's, you know, that's like kind of the first one. And it's so, like, she's so into it. It's not even funny. Like, her and her husband are just like, we love this child with the white hot passion of a thousand suns. Yeah, but it is true. Suddenly, everything on her Instagram is all about her grandbaby.
Mm. Well,
that's not entirely true, but mostly. Okay, we're going to talk about Tiger Woods now. Let me get the sponsor here. The Johnny Mosley Pod. Get the radio.com app, and you'll catch new episodes of the Johnny Pod every Wednesday. Oh, today's Wednesday. You'll hear the whole story of the bear.
Hump day.
Thank you very much. Johnny Mosley podcast. He's up in Tahoe right now, and it's snowy and it's a wonderland. Tiger Woods is all effed up. He's going to survive this, so that's the good news. He was in a terrible car accident yesterday. This was really early yesterday morning. This is in Los Angeles, and they are saying that he is lucky to be alive. This is a huge PSA for seatbelts. They're like, without that seatbelt, he does not survive this. So I don't know who's not wearing their seatbelts anymore. I mean, you're such a rebel. And whose car will even drive without the seatbelt connected? I mean, the thing is just beeping the hell. You are gonna crash. And yeah, it's just constant. So the LA County Sheriff's Department say that at 7:12 yesterday morning, they responded to a single vehicle rollover crash near a resort in Palos Verdes, south of LA. They got to the scene and found Tiger lucid and responsive, but trapped. I mean, look at this freaking wreck. It's unbelievable. Inside his SUV, they had to use a pry bar, an axe, and several other tools to free him. And then in the end, they just pulled him out through the windshield. But they had to get him loose. I mean, it sounds like his leg was crushed from what is being described here. The authorities say they don't suspect he was under the influence of anything. They didn't take any blood. Weather was not a factor. The first officer on the scene described Tiger as calm, able to identify himself. And it looks like it's a simple case of he was late and was speeding. He reportedly...
Was he also texting? Because...
Maybe.
Speed alone shouldn't have been the only factor.
Incredible how far this car traveled. They say that this car was... Let's see. He struck the median, went across two opposing lanes of traffic, and landed several hundred feet from the road, they're saying here, hitting a curb and trees as the vehicle rolled multiple times. So you can see a road in this picture. I don't even think that's the road that he came off of. But I think he might have come down a hill is what it looks like.
It was a rollover accident, though. Oh,
he rolled several times.
You see the roll there.
Yeah.
The road.
No, but I don't think that's the road that he exited. I think he might have come from above. I see. That's how they're act. Because he hit a center divide, went across two lanes, and then rolled and before finally coming to a stop. So I think this might be just the closest road that they had access to him on. They say he didn't appear to brake. And after losing control...
Yeah, that's what makes me think he was not looking. He was looking at a text or something. What I heard was, and I was actually surprised, not because Tiger's not, world famous. Of course he is. And he's, Tiger Woods the whole time. But ESPN broke in like he was dying. Like they did cut-ins, went full, all shows are canceled. We are going to talk about Tiger. Yeah. Here's the latest. And they... were saying that he had been doing some celebrity photo shoot. I guess they're at the golf tour is wherever they are now in LA at a course called Riviera, I think.
I've got a lot of that. I mean, this was like you were saying ESPN was taking over. It seemed like even my the kitchen bitch in there that I have that has the rolling photos on it. Well, not photos, but like little things like you can ask me about this or ask me about, like every other one was about this crash. So she took over my kitchen and everything.
Well, things have been quiet on that front. But if you remember when the news first broke about Tiger being someone other than who we thought he was, it was the biggest news out there. And
well,
it stayed at the top of the news because Horace kept falling out.
I know. Oh,
one
God.
After
every
another,
day, the
there was
tree
another...
was shaking him loose.
Yeah, it was a lot. He was going to Vegas and using escorts. That was his thing.
Oh, so there were just
a lot of them
falling in love with them and promising them things, and they all thought they were the one.
So I guess because it's been quiet on that front, a lot of part of the speculation would have been that he fell back into drugs because of his surgeries. I think he was addicted to some of those opiates.
Yeah, they're not saying they didn't draw blood and they're not saying anything about him being impaired here, but I think he did just have that back surgery because he was talking about, I think over the weekend, and I don't have the story in front of me. Hold on, let me see. I think it mentions it.
He's recovering from a back surgery.
He was in for a 2-day shoot, according to Golf Digest, for something they were putting together for Golf TV. This past weekend, he hosted the PGA Tour's Genesis Invitational just outside of L.A. And during the broadcast, they were actually asking him about the surgery.
Right.
And he said, I'm not sure when I'll be back on the course. He was still recovering from his fifth back surgery. He had it in December, and he hoped to be able to play in the Masters tournament in April. So that'll take a miracle.
Right, at Augusta. That's one of his, that's one of the big ones, and that's one that he has done well at in the past. So he was aiming his recovery from back surgery for that. Now he's shattered his foot. I don't know what that means. This may be the end in terms of his golf career.
Right. I was going to say it would take a miracle for him to make it back for that. For the one.
Oh, he won't make that, but he may not make it back at all. He's in his, what is he, 45?
He's, yeah.
So,
like,
you
that.
Know, they talk about Father Time too, and he's had a lot of health problems, so.
He has, and it's funny because a lot of times people take up golf as they're getting older because it's so low impact and it's so that. But there is actually there's some torque that you put on that, and you see a lot of people rack up back injuries and others.
Right.
Anyway, back to the accident, which you've probably seen images of. He didn't appear to break, and after losing control, first he struck a sign that said, "Welcome to Rolling Hills Estate." And as that sign suggests, it is rolling hills and curvy roads. And it's known to the locals as a really dangerous stretch. The speed limit there is 45 miles an hour, which means that these can't be super tight curves unless they slow you down at certain ones. But the officer said it's all downhill. And because of that, it's not uncommon for them to clock people going 80 miles an hour down this thing. So it's possible he got rolling and then looked at a text and then... Phew, he was wearing a seatbelt. It definitely saved his life. No other cars were involved. However, there was a minor accident. There were people looky-looing, and one car rear-ended another. Nobody was hurt. Mm. Sheriff's Department said it could take several weeks to complete the investigation into the crash. Tiger Woods suffered significant injuries to his right leg. He received emergency surgery from trauma specialists at UCLA Medical Center, including the insertion of a rod into his lower right leg and multiple screws and pins in his foot and ankle. So they have patched him back together. Authorities say that none of this is life-threatening, which is great news considering the multiple flips and hundreds of feet from the road, and just sounds like a completely gnarly accident. And if you've seen the pictures of this, that car is mangled. Although I will say the frame of it does appear to be completely intact, even though all the windows are gone and everything is hanging off the thing.
I shouldn't be, but I'm often surprised there are injuries. Car accidents are heavy, and I don't. Mm-hmm. You just don't. I take for granted now that cars are so much safer than they once were with airbags and side curtain airbags. But of course, you can crush your feet or flat out get killed. But on the other hand,
you're likely to survive. Especially
I don't know what he's driving there. Does anyone know if that is that a Genesis? I mean, that's the sponsor of the
I thought it sort of looked like a Range Rover kind of thing, but now I'm looking at that curved back window.
Although it rolled on
so
that.
Damaged, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of car that is. Oh, there it is, upright. Or maybe they've got it hoisted in the air.
It's tweaked.
I don't know what kind of car that is. I'm sure that's easy to find.
So tweaked.
I know. Look at it.
All right. Oh, well,
that is just actually considering that it rolled what looks like several times down a hill. The front end's ruined, but everything else seems to be like the compartment that you sit in seems like, okay, you could survive that.
You see the entire exhaust manifold just flew off.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Okay. Oh, my God. It's hanging out. Of course it fell off. How could it not? It's still somewhat attached, though. It's crazy. So this past weekend, as he was hosting this thing, that was his last public appearance. The day before the accident, he was shooting stuff for Golf TV with Dwayne Wade and David Spade.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard.
The accident happened. He was on his way back to the course to shoot with Drew Brees and Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. He was supposed to be there at 7:30. This is sort of the talk. He was supposed to be there at about 7:30 in the morning, but he was running really late. He was staying about an hour away and had left just before 7 a.m. Someone at the resort where he was staying says he tore out of there. And another witness claims Tiger's vehicle almost hit him on the way out. TMZ has surveillance footage of Tiger driving about 5 minutes before the accident. I know. Look, man, wall-to-wall coverage. TMZ has surveillance footage of him driving about 5 minutes before the accident, and he didn't seem to be going exceptionally fast. In fact, he was in the slow lane behind a minivan. So, I don't know, maybe once he gets around that guy, he goes for it.
Yeah.
There was
and you're right, Vinny. It's a Hyundai Genesis.
Hyundai.
It's a $50,000 SUV.
And I'm sure it wasn't his. I'm sure he was on. That's whenever they do these golf things, the sponsor will bring a ton of cars out. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen at the La Costa Resort. Whoever the big sponsor is, they've all got cars to drive.
Right.
And that lifestyle, you know, it's pretty plush. Those golfers are like, yeah, I'm out for, you know, I go golf and then I come back and I have massages and facials and then I may have cocktails and a wonderful 5-star dinner.
Right, of course.
And then I might take my loaner car, the Mercedes, out for a stroll, you know, drive with the fam. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny too, because I think of him as like a luxury vehicle guy, and it's, you know, here's your car. He's like, oh, a Hyundai. Okay. That sounds right. That sounds about right.
Well, Genesis is their high end. Just like there's, I think, is Nissan's high end Infiniti, and Toyota's high end is Lexus.
Uh-huh.
Oh, correct. So you're saying it's not called a Hyundai; it's called a Genesis.
I think Genesis is the brand.
Well, it's Hyundai Genesis. What it says it is. It is under the Hyundai umbrella. But
is that how you say it? I've never heard it said Hyundai.
I always say Hyundai. What, you call it a Hyundai?
Call it a Hyundai.
Oh, a Hyundai.
It's a Hyundai. I don't know.
Now
I know it's Hyundai.
The pronunciation on this.
Oh, whatever. It's fine. God. You're looking it up. Hey,
Hyundai.
Oh, man. Burn. Hyundai.
Well, I said it wrong, too, because I said
we
Hyundai.
Both say it wrong. Yeah. It's just a little bit of both of ours, yeah.
Hey, there was a press conference yesterday. Was there anything that you wanted to play
from that?
No, it
was pretty dry. I just figured
I thought
the information.
The guy was, right, basically he's just saying the same stuff about the crash. And look, as we get information about this or if anything changes, we'll let you know. But it was, man, that took over the world yesterday. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. Just to recap, in case you're just joining us, Tiger Woods has been seriously hurt after crashing his car. He's going to live, is what it looks like. And that's it. I'm completely out of time. What's coming up, Ben?
Get ready to dine. Well, first, get ready to go out and then dine indoors.
Oh, my God. I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.